Nikki.
Hello, friend.
It's his first day in New York City.
You're crazy!
After a day like this...
Hey, can I ask you something?
Most people would pack up and head home. But for Nikki, this is a picnic compared to where he's from. Hell.
That's a truck, son.
Don't stand in front of them.
Well, I'll have to take a mulligan on this one.
Now, he's giving Earth one more chance.
My name is Beefy. I'm an old friend of your father's.
And this time, there's someone to show him the ropes.
Now, kid, put it in your mouth.
Oh, boy.
He's starting to feel new things.
I like it better than the gelati.
And even make some new friends.
Wrap your minds around this, Chicago.
I love this song.
I command you to spread the blood of the innocent.
Oh my God, Chicago is awesome.
But the last thing his evil brothers want...
I'm calling you out, brother!
...is for Nikki to be happy.
You can't make me go back.
Of course I can.
Forcing him...
Release your evil.
...to find some powers of his own.
This Coke tastes like Pepsi.
You changed a Coke into a Pepsi. That was your big transformation?
That was pretty good for my first try.
From the guys who brought you The Water Boy and Big Daddy.
We all gonna die! How can I win?
You have something that he doesn't have.
A speech impediment.
You can do it, Nikki! Hey.
Adam Sandler.
Never doubt my skills.
Little Nikki.
Oh, yes! I mean, woof, woof.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Movie Umpers. My name, Bob Sham. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Angela.
This sounds here maybe, dogs, and it is... We're in it. We're in it for you guys. We're in it. It's Awkward Laughter 2, The Flop, all month long, movies that did not do so well, and we're going to re-examine them. Comedies, we're going to re-examine them after decades. These ones that didn't make a lot of money. Some made more than others. Some would eventually make their money back, but many of what we're talking about kind of flopped pretty hard. And when you got a guy like an Adam Sandler, who... hit it big with his Billy Madison. That became a big hit for him. And then after like three more like
Happy Gilmore
number one
my
hits.
Fave.
After you start churning them out, then it's like, okay, let's give this guy $85 million to make a movie. He's going to make this back. $85 million. So they come back.
That's so much money.
With for 2001 for sure, for a comedy, absolutely.
Jeez.
And this guy was making bank. And so they're like, no problem. $85 million. CGI is real hot. We're going to do CGI all over this fucking movie. What it did earn at the box office, $58.3 million, would be perfectly respectable for most
absolutely.
Movies.
Absolutely.
For earlier Adam Sandler movies, it would have been good. But they gave this guy $85 million.
They thought he'd do double at least.
Yeah. That's so crazy when you give them so much money that, like, if we did some dinky-ass movie and it made $58.3 million, we would be over the moon.
Yeah.
I think a lot of independent studios would be happy with a $58.3 million even today.
Absolutely.
But at the time, $58.3 million was considered a flop for at least... the former guarantee Adam Sandler. And he would come back with Big Daddy and other movies and kind of... and then he'd do some more prestige movies like Punch Drunk Love. Ugh. And he got his juices going back. So in the middle of a chunk of Adam Sandler-like successes, we got one that didn't quite make the $85 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Little Nicky from 2000, directed by Stephen Brill, written by Tim Herlihy, Adam Sandler, and Stephen Brill, starring... Adam Sandler, Patricia Arquette, Harvey Keitel, Reese DeFans, Tommy Tiny Lister. Probably Tiny Lister's best role. He's the one of the brothers.
Oh yeah.
He was in No Holds Barred. He was mm-hmm. Zeus in No Holds Barred, if you remember that Hulk Hogan movie. All Hulk Hogan movies suck, but if I had to pick one, I'm probably picking that one.
The
right?
Tooth Fairy.
Was Hulk Hogan in that?
Oh, no, he was the nanny.
You're thinking of The Rock.
Or something. He did one where he was taking care of children.
WrestleMania did happen yesterday as of this recording. Yeah. We're pretty last minute into the week for this episode, and Cody Rhodes finished the story. I'd still say I'm more of an AEW fan, but yeah. WWE has gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot harder, hotter, whereas AEW is kind of leveled out. Trying to find its niche again.
But we should do a wrestling movie theme at some point, though.
Well, yeah, just a whole month full of wrestling movies and movies starring pro wrestlers.
Yes.
Yeah, we could do
that. That'd be so much fun.
But congratulations to Cody for winning a worked match at WrestleMania, finally. Dethroning Roman Reigns, who held that belt for over 3 years. And I was rooting for Roman Reigns because him retaining would have been the funniest to me. But Cody Rhodes finally finished the story, holding a belt that his dad never held. I'm staring at the computer like it's the camera. Anyway, you know, I feel like this movie might be among the hardest to talk about. Yes. Comedies in general are kind of hard to talk about because you don't mm-hmm. want to go like, oh, and then this happened and then this is really funny. Or like, you don't want to spend like a whole 30 minutes doing that. And for all intents and purposes, this movie is kind of fine, right? It's really...
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
We know what Adam Sandler movies are, and this is an Adam Sandler movie with a huge budget and a lot of 2000-era special effects.
And a lot of great people.
This movie is loaded. Like, I'd read, like, Rodney Dangerfield. Let's see.
Harvey Keitel.
Mr. Beefy. That's Robert Smigel's the voice of Mr. Beefy. He's Triumph, the insult comic dog. Reese Witherspoon plays an angel who's his mother. She was actually really good in her little role.
Yeah, Patricia Arquette.
She's in there as the forced love interest.
At this time, I'm surprised I didn't see this movie because I loved both of them. But I'm one of those people, and I apologize, Adam Sandler. I did not go to the movies for this.
Well, a lot of people did.
I know.
It's just not enough to cover an 85 million ticket.
Yeah.
But also starring people like Kevin Nealon, Dana Carvey, Michael McKean, mm-hmm. Laura Herring, who we saw in Mulholland Drive. She shows up at the beginning, and which John Lovitz is creeping on her.
Rough day at the office, Mrs. Dunleavy. You'll feel better once you get out of those work clothes and into some sweats.
Ooh. And he falls out of a tree being a peeping Tom and he goes to hell. And that's how the way they set up like going into hell
that
was kind of
great.
The devil is played by Harvey Keitel. He's got a couple, three kids. And, but one of the kids, is a little different and he got hit in the face with a shovel. He's a nice little demon, son of the devil.
Yeah.
And his brothers go in through the outdoor of hell. And it freezes somehow.
They go out through the indoor. They leave hell.
And it freezes it for some reason.
Yes.
You're just going to have to go with it.
So no one can come into hell.
Souls cannot enter hell.
And if no souls...
Except Nikki.
If no souls are entering hell, the devil will begin. It begins to die.
Yeah, he begins to fall apart, and after like a week or something.
Yeah, Nikki and his brothers can go back and forth because they have the devil's blood in
also,
them.
The story requires it. Like, it has to work out that way for the story to make sense.
And he doesn't know who his mom is, and his brothers have always told him that it's a goat, and his brothers fuck with him constantly.
Yeah, they bully him, and they want to rule hell. The devil has taken 10,000 years. He wants to retire, and when he decides that, like, no one's good enough to take his mantle, only Nikki is into it. But Nikki, now that his brothers have frozen the gateway to hell,
because they want to go make hell on Earth.
He has to go to Earth and trick his brothers into drinking a cursed flask, and then he can...
It'll suck them in.
It'll suck them off, and then he throws the flask. They have to go through the gate at the same time as they entered, so that's why you put them in the flask, and there you go. And Kevin Nealon has tits on his head the whole movie.
Yeah, he makes the devil mad, and the devil puts tits on his head.
That's
right. And
Rodney
Dangerfield likes the tits, but Kevin Nealand and his head tits have an affair with a hairy demon man.
I love
that side story.
This is an $85 million Popeyes commercial.
Up and down. Good num nuts. Now you gotta swallow it. Tilt your head back and let the meat slide down your throat hole. Easy, don't choke.
Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
And a little bit of Coca-Cola. There's some forced product placement here.
Nikki dies a lot because he doesn't know how the world works. But every time he dies, he just goes back to hell. And then he comes back up and he's basically coming up in a subway station in New York. They had to do that, obviously, so that his brothers would also be in the same city and they'd all be kind of in the same place. But I wondered at one point why they're just still in New York.
If you wanted to take over the world,
you would go to D.C.
Well, if you're...
Or the U.N.
If you're new to... Well, the U.N. is in New York, so they pick the right city if they want to go to the U.N., Angela.
I guess I was thinking...
I was thinking the White House
or the U.N.
Well, I guess if you want to adjust to Earth life real quick, picking like a major metropolis may be one way to go.
That's where you're delivered up.
I'm sitting here making excuses for what. No, they just want to be in New. I don't know.
A portal to hell is in New York.
I don't know why the fuck hell freezes when two demons leave it.
It doesn't matter. He meets Patricia Arquette.
Does he meet her before Mr. Beefy?
Oh, no. He meets Mr. Beefy first.
Mr. Beefy's a possessed dog who's a friend of his dad's.
I love him.
Describing this movie sounds fucking ridiculous as shit, but it's not real. It probably wouldn't be much different with most any other Adam Sandler movie, except this one has, like, demons and hell in it. And Popeyes. He loves Popeyes.
But Mr. Beefy has to teach him how to eat?
That's pretty funny.
Let the meat slide down your throat.
And that's... That should be Popeye's, like, brand. Let the meat slide down your throat.
There's also a whole bit where every day at 4 o'clock, the devil shoves a pineapple up Adolf Hitler's asshole.
Mm-hmm. Through the green part first.
But yeah, Mr. Beefy finds him an apartment. He was supposed to... The devil gave Mr. Beefy a lot of money to get, like, a nice apartment for Nikki. But Mr. Beefy spent it all on women and drinks. And so he has to find an apartment with a roommate who is like a theater boy.
He's an actor.
Who says he's not gay, but
yeah,
they all say that he is.
Being gay is like a joke.
At that time,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, because they're gay in hell with his tit heads. There's a guy, Clint Howard plays a guy who I guess is supposed to be like a transvestite, who they see through windows, and it's a gag that he's...
Yeah, he lives in the same apartment building as Patricia Arquette, because she lives at the Parsons School of Design, like, also a Parsons School of Design commercial.
What, is that a real place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Parsons School of Design is associated with, or used to be with, Project Runway stuff, why I know of it.
All right. So I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, that's like a real place.
Grand Central. This is a commercial for Grand Central Station.
Commercial
he shows
Grand
up
Central
there.
Station commercial for brassieres.
Coke
on your head. Oh, Coca-Cola.
They do
marijuana.
This cake tastes a little funny.
Oh, I dumped a fat sack of reefer in the mix. Thought I'd spice up the bash.
Really? What's reefer? About $500 an ounce.
It's a commercial for marijuana. It's a commercial for trains. The New York subway system, which will kill you but still keep running.
This movie also, I know we're everywhere right now.
Please, let's be anywhere.
Features Ozzy Osbourne.
That's right.
The story goes, he needs to find his brothers. He does eventually find them. With the help of Patricia Arquette and these two guys who are, like, his followers.
The metal dudes that show up.
They're rad.
Yeah.
I love them. One of them has an accent that is, like, unplaceable.
I like the way he talks.
I did,
he
too.
He is pretty funny.
He's like...
You guys are who?
Just a couple of big fans of Nikki and the work his dad does.
That plan they had to trick the... It didn't work.
Mm-mm.
But it was a pretty impressive plan because I saw this movie, like, 22 years ago, And for, I really didn't think they betrayed him. And then they had this whole elaborate ruse. There's some ways they get from point A to point B that aren't bad.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of time with the comedies, especially ones like this, and there's elements of it in this movie where you're like, okay, yeah, sure. But there are kind of story beats here where it's like, oh, you know, those point A to point B, I get. That makes sense why they would do that right then.
They can possess people. And the brothers can mind control Nikki. So Nikki's super powerful, but he doesn't know it. He doesn't have the confidence because he's been picked on his whole life. He's just a sweet boy, is what his father, the devil, says. You know, he's falling for Patricia Arquette. She takes him for his first gelati.
Yeah.
And he's freezing all the time.
Oh, I like
that. So he wears mittens and like coat, and she's like, are you not hot? And he's like, no, I'm freezing. They sit on like pizza. He sits on a pizza at one point.
Even if it's like a sunny spring day, because he's from hell, he's constantly cold. They capture one brother when he possesses Dana Carvey, who's playing a ref at a Harlem Globetrotters game.
Ruining the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, you're having fun, Cassius, but you really gotta come back to hell.
Look around you, Nikki. We're in hell. The new hell.
Hey. We know how the Harlem Globetrotters games, I've bet on the other team so many times that it never works out.
They're the funnest.
And I finally realize, and I don't know if y'all know this, but the Harlem Globetrotters, they win every single time. And so the Dana Carvey possessed ref is trying to rig it, but Nikki,
the audience is crazy mad.
Yeah, it's like a wrestling show.
It is.
And but Nikki does trick him into chugging and captures the tiny Lister brother in the flask.
And then he is hanging out with his boys, his like two follower guys, his two metalheads, and his roommate, and they get really high, and they're gonna go see Ozzy in concert, and he's like, I gotta go see this girl. Because one of his brothers can mind controlled him and made him say some terrible things to Patricia Arquette.
You know what's nice about you?
Your juicy heart shaped tiny.
What was that?
I don't know why I said that. I meant to say that I've always dreamt about having sex with a gross pig. Can I wash my winky in your kitchen sinky?
And so he goes and he flies up to her window. They have like a Superman Lois Lane kind of moment where he's like, give me your hand.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And they fly in the night. And I loved that part.
She should have recited a bad poem while they were up there.
Like,
a real sweet one. That's bad but sweet.
You can fly. You belong in the sky. You and I could belong to each other.
If we ever renew our vows, I'm going to read that poem to you.
The Reezy Fonz brother is a little more clever. And so they have a big showdown where everyone's around. But eventually they do outsmart him. But he turns into a bat to escape, and then that's when we get the Ozzy cameo where he shows up. Ozzy, because of course he bit the head off of a bat once, so that's how he takes out the brother. He bites his head off after he's transformed into a bat, and he spits him into the flask. Then they can throw them back in the hell. And then Harvey Keitel, who's dissolved into just a mouth, comes back to life, and Nikki, he has to go hang out on Earth a little bit longer.
Before that, he saves Patricia Arquette's life because he loves her, and then dies. Because he's like, y'all gotta kill me because I gotta go to hell because I need to talk to my dad or whatever.
But he ends up in, get this, heaven.
Welcome! Up at the sign. Can I just tell you, I am so excited right now. So excited. She really is.
And that's where Reese Witherspoon and these, like, kind of like, what do you call these kind of women? Like the
they're whores? Just other angels.
Oh no. but they're like giggly.
This was a Victoria's Secret ad. Like,
I'm your mom.
If you're my mom, then how come you're not older?
Angels don't get any older, son. I can't believe you just called him son. This is so wild!
She's so good in this part, and
she
talks
really
about
is really good in this.
Back in the day, they had a heaven and hell mixer, and the devil got her drunk a little bit. And so they fucked, and she had this baby. I don't know why he went to live with the devil. They don't explain any of that shit, but...
Oh, right. Maybe she just threw him down a chute.
But yeah, she gives him this orb that's like, God wanted me to give this to you. It's going to help you, and he says you'll know when you need to use it. When he throws the orb as like the Hail Mary, I don't know what else to do, that's when Ozzy...
Yeah, he appears and bites the head off of the brother. This is also an advertisement for the devil. He ain't that bad.
He's pretty fucking cool.
This actually. Is this biblically accurate?
And he's not Lucifer, because Lucifer is Rodney Dangerfield.
Right. I actually did enjoy Rodney in this movie. The late, great Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, I mean, this is fun.
Yeah.
This is just general fun. Nothing wrong with that. Let's go ahead and rate it. You give it 1 through 5. I give it 1 through 5 combined.
Yeah.
For best out of 10. It's a pretty simple movie, but very chock full of CGI shit. There's a whole lot of weird scenes. Like, he's turning into spiders. He's getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of this budget went to. So.
Listen, you give me a talking dog. That's like a 0.25 for me. Oh, okay. Any dog, like any main character animal, like a dog or a cat, is hard for me not to love that movie. Just because I get to look at
he
a dog.
He fucks
or
another
a cat.
Dog. When he was fucking that other dog, were you like, this is even better? There's two.
You know, he did fuck that other dog, and I didn't really think about that. But at the end, we find out that he found his long lost love and married her, and she was a rat.
He can also pee darts.
Yeah, it hurts him. But he can shoot darts out of his penis. But no, he married a rat, and we get an image. Oh. I would love for you to pop up the image of the rat puppies.
Well, I hope I can find the image of the rat puppies. Oh, the
and then make me a t-shirt.
You want a t-shirt of the rat puppies from Little Nicky?
I'd wear it.
Why don't you think about it
a
little
more? That'd
be
real deep cut.
Maybe think about it a little more.
Okay.
Think about all the t-shirts you might want. First.
Well, no, from Little Nicky.
Maybe make a list. You just impulse buy a custom Little Nicky merchandise of just rat dogs. Just decked head to toe. You have a sweatsuit. Just one of those outfits where it's like superimposed all like all over. A Mr. Beefy unofficial merch.
Okay. 3?
If you're going to give it a 3, I'm going to give it a 3.5. Totally fun enough. This is kind of in the wheelhouse. This was kind of felt like it was kind of hard to talk about this movie because it just is and is what it is to be like, well, the acting in this scene. It's like, well, you know.
No,
there's different...
I mean, listen. That's not why we're here.
I think Kevin Nealon should have won the fucking Oscar. And Rodney Dangerfield should have got Best Supporting as well.
There's a really sweet moment at the end. Real quick, I just have to say. That when they're kind of doing a where are they now, they say that Reese Witherspoon, his mother, tried to get back with his dad for a bit, but it ultimately didn't work out because it was long distance. And it's okay because she fell in love with her new aerobics instructor, Chris Farley.
That was actually pretty sweet.
It really, yeah. It was.
5, we got Little Nicky. Actually, a higher score than I might have thought. Mm-hmm. Right between John Q and the Polanski Oliver Twist, sharing rankings with other movies like Scream 6 and Halloween 2. It's at least as good as those movies, if not better. Just pure goofy fun with some 2000 era CGI. I did like this movie when it first came out.
I liked it now,
and I won't say I was, you know. I won't say that I liked it much less than I did back then. So
I mentioned it to some people today.
What did they say about the movie?
Oh, it was very much like no one had seen it since it came out or they had not seen
it. It's a fairly divisive, one of its more divisive in the library of Sandler. Sandler is a guy who I don't like all of his movies, but I like him.
Absolutely.
Like I just like him.
Yes.
And it seems like regardless of your thoughts on any of his movies, that he has become this thing that lifts up his friends and like he's helping his old buddies get work, get Absolutely. Jobs. Like, you got to admire that. Like, if, you know, not everyone's going to go out here and make their own In a Lonely Place, right? Or whatever great movie you think. But like, if you can at least get a lot of your friends working and paid, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right. So there you go. Like, subscribe, check the show notes for links, other places to find us. We got a little free WordPress site where you should be able to see all our movie rankings up to date. Some of them have changed since our episodes. So if you're curious as to what our current rankings for a lot of these movies are, you can check up then. Angela will have to update. She'll update it like once a week. So if things are a little behind, don't be surprised.
Yeah, I don't want to update it too early because obviously we pre-record.
Yes,
so
yeah, obviously. But yes.
No spoilers. But yeah, so, moviehumpers.wordpress.com.
Like and subscribe. We like that. And leave a comment, corrections, fun facts. So I got some fun facts this past week about some previous selections. And they were so much fun. And that said, let's leave.
Justice for Ishtar.
You can do it without me.
I'm not going to forget the back of the.